That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and did you all get your clocks turned back? All back and spring ahead. So we are now on regular time in the country, and as we begin November, the question to ask is, what are these cycles all about, and how will they affect the world at large? And me personally, right now, many of us feel that the world has gone a bit crazy. People are full of fear. They are nervous. They are on edge. And so many people are afraid. What is it all about? Most of it is the media. They want you scared. They want you afraid. Well, I'm here not to scare you. I'm here. And if you listen to my programs and go all the way to the end, you will see that I'm here to help you find peace of mind with a lot of tools that can be helpful to you. Yes, I can tell you what the astrology is bringing us. In terms of the chaos and problems, we are always going to have disturbances and problems. That's the nature of this planet Earth, based on the one constant that we know, the constant of change. If you don't like change, then you could be in fear. However, change is good. It evolves us. It gets us unstuck. Change makes us smarter, more aware, and it helps us to develop and to grow. And that's really what it's all about anyway, isn't it? So I'm going to tell you more about November. There is a major forced shift here in November from the eclipses that we had in October. I call it the eclipse embers, as well as the energy of late August and September. It's all piled together. This will be a major shift point for the collective consciousness. The eclipses in October have already rearranged a lot of the dynamic forces at hand. We had certain ideals. We had certain preferences, along with our conceptions about where we thought we would be, what we thought we would be, what we thought we would do. But October and November will really change this based on the unforeseen elements that have coming in energetically. In November, the main active planets are Mars and Uranus, and we have an incredible Mars-Uranus opposition happening on November 11th. That's the 11-11 day that many people celebrate. We also have a very strong Mars-Sun conjunction in Scorpio happening, which has not occurred for a very, very long time, at least 3 decades. More than that, both Mars and Uranus deal with action and the unexpected events. I do think that a lot of unexpected things will be happening on a large scale during the month of November. Also, some very fast and bold events will be happening. So this is not just being passive. In the face of change, it's not going to be, wow, all of this stuff is happening, and I'm not going to face that, or just sit in passivity in response to all these changes. We're really seeing many people hitting a breaking point here in November, which brings in a very active and bold energy of what we're willing and not willing to have in our lives. It's going to be very, very clear. And I think a lot of people are going to put their foot down. And all I can say is it's about time. I'm seeing definitely some demanding energy coming up this month, as well as accounting happening. It's like karmic payments. Some people will be receiving karmic payments now. People will be paying up. And throughout this kind of transcendental energy, there will be receipts, some type of legal filing, along with changes in some legal attributes for some people. We're going to be going back to the law and applying the law where it needs to be applied. We're seeing new businesses go up. That's good. And for others, we're seeing divorces. For others, we're seeing death of a loved one, as well as some kind of official action in response to chaos. People just will not be accepting chaos here, not anymore. And that is a big shift. I feel honestly that for many years, people have been thinking or placing themselves in a passive way in relation to chaos. However, there's been a big change, especially in the past few months of 2023. I think you've all felt it. And this is very new, where people are turning away from chaos, and they're really trying to protect their own well-being and find their sense of personal peace and power. November is going to ask a lot of people to bring peace into their lives. The energies will ask a lot of people to think deeply about any source of chaos in their lives, and if they are willing to continue to accept that or not. This will bring a chaos chain reaction, a cause and effect dialogue. Like, okay, if I don't accept this chaos, where does that put me? And am I scared of wellness? If I take an action towards wellness? Am I scared of what's going to happen? Or towards healing, peace, and calm? Will that generate some kind of a backhanded chaos? So we have people really working with fear here this November. Of course, this is Scorpio season, and all Scorpio rules all these psycho-emotional complexes like fear, worry, angst, what being afraid of something or being nervous about something, and how that can cause us to change our actions or to curl up in the fetal position or not take any action. Pay attention to anything in your life that is so polarized, or there is such a thing as a feeling of chaos that you're just being so totally still, or you're feeling paralyzed. Jupiter, Uranus, retrograde in Taurus is paralyzing energy. However, the Mars-Uranus opposition on 11-11, which is next week, is going to maybe bring some action back to the situation. So if anything in your life has been gridlocked, the energy should shift upwards. Around that point in time, it may not be on a level that you really want to go through. It will be out of your comfort zone. That's Scorpio Taurus. You may have to go through some discomfort, but things should work out for you. A lot of people are caught up in this energy. Really, just try to flow with it if you can. On the Scorpio side of this month, November, we're half Scorpio and half Sagittarius. So before the 22nd is the Scorpio sign. We are dealing with a very swift and powerful energy. The Scorpio energy this year is not about vengefulness, retaliation, meanness, or the venom of the scorpion. It's about the higher mind. The Scorpio justified. The angelic energy this year. These sharp, focused energies will really be rewarding to those who can step into their peacemaker, higher self, which is the eagle. Scorpio is either the snake or the eagle. And that's interesting to think about, the higher side of the scorpion. If you want to rise above these energies of war and conflict with your own level of sin, you are going to have to make the effort. And Scorpio can do it with focus and thrust. It's not a passive or settling energy. What is peace and tranquility? What is peace? Is peace the result of gaining power, of being right, of settling? Or is there a new way? What's the new way? Is there a new consciousness level that opens the door to achieve peace? That's very, very interesting. And I'll be talking a lot more about this next week. We're going to take a break, and I'll be back with lots more information after our weekly cosmic tip. See you in a few minutes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. The week's dreamy romantic energies could lead you to jump into something too quickly with a new suitor. Hit the brakes, take a deep breath, and take things slow. Monday starts off with highly romantic vibrations, so focus your thoughts on the softer, gentler, loving side of life. Singles could meet a new suitor if they get out and mingle. Couples may schedule times together for loving and for strengthening their bonds. It's a lazy, flowing day, so put off any important meetings or decisions. In spite of the desire to pull back from the world, relationship planet Venus is in harmony with deep emotional Pluto and communications planet Mercury. Mercury is also in harmony with psychic visionary Neptune. This makes Monday an excellent day to share your higher vision with people who are close to you. This upbeat positive energy will continue throughout the week. Tuesday is filled with laughter and active energy, making an excellent day to add new friends and acquaintances to your inner circle. The moon is in Virgo and aligned with Venus, but opposes Neptune. This is a day for great creative imagination, but be careful to be realistic and not delusional. Take caution with your words and be careful concerning what you eat or drink as well. Venus moves into one of her favorite signs, relationship Libra, on Wednesday, November 8th until December 4th. This supports social activities and improves all types of relationships. You can also make your home or clothes more beautiful. Last week, on November 4th, restrictive Saturn ended his retrograde period since June 8th. Now, two of the five outer planets are moving forward after all five have been stuck in the mud going backwards for months. This begins the gradual process of moving towards the future, but all five outer planets will not be moving forward until late January 2024. Relationship and social activities are favored. The idea planet Mercury also makes a minor harmony to Pluto, helping you to communicate on deeper levels or to tend to mental projects that need your focused attention. On Friday, November 10th, Mercury moves into philosophical Sagittarius until December 1st. Astrologers call this combination a detriment because they are not comfortable with each other. Mercury likes short trips and quick classes. Sagittarius prefers to see the world open and wide and likes giant philosophical discussion and understanding. Still, this is a fun combination for social gathering. Do be careful in how you speak because this combination is known for foot and mouth disease. Take a breath and think before you send off a text, an email, or make a comment that will get you into trouble. Saturday, November 11th energy can bring a sense of loss, anger, and violence as the Moon, Sun, and Mars align in Scorpio. This is still a critical time relating to the possibility of violence stemming from anger and crowds. This denotes a time that a crisis involving weapons, guns, or fire could break out. There may be an angry, violent protest. This skittish energy is accident-prone, so pay close attention when out walking or on the road traveling. Something radical is happening that is causing confusion, and there could be many upsets around the world. It's hard to find peace during this time of turbulence. Sunday is the day to catch up on your sleep and rest, as exhaustion may have set in after yesterday. Be careful, take care, and stay safe. This is Elizabeth Joyce. My website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. Now, I have a lot of information tonight, so we need to get going, of course. Yes, I have been telling you that major events are about to happen. In fact, they're happening. And everybody asks, well, where are they? Where are they and where are they happening? And so much has been uncovered, but they don't always get out to the public until they can be proven to the big guys. For example, Fauci is in a lot of trouble because of what he's done to torture animals, not only over in Europe, but all on an island off of South Carolina. And that's going to be coming out. And Biden is going to have trouble this month, too, with his dishonesty and his crimes. But it hasn't come out yet because they have to gather all the information. There's always going to be earthquakes, airplane crashes, floods and storms. Sometimes it gets a bit more intense. But throughout the years, we are plagued with these catastrophe events. And I'm going to prove more of this today. If it happens to you, it will be in your chart. My new website is coming out this week, so please check it out. Sign up and you'll receive my weekly program schedule for the radio and anytime I do a video online for YouTube. There are continually major events happening all summer long this year. Summer, September has been incredible. Events happened that won't be coming out to the public for quite a while. And people are crossing the borders. There's been war. There's been extreme with political governments, scary rulers, corruption. In September, it reached a crescendo. I told you about that September 24th. And our agreement with the United Nations. October had the eclipses and many things come to the surface. Now we have November and things are really going to get serious. Why? Because all of the aspects we have walked through all year are coming forward with one more final one. And there's not just one. It's all been happening together, which is very, very rare that all these planets are coming out and acting the way they are all at the same time. You just watch out there. It's going to get crazy. I have talked about the signs in the sky and the astrological signatures. Well, November has the most, and it will all be displayed clearly. There will be no more hiding of anything. Why? All the astrology aspects are why. If you know anything about astrology, what's happening in November will blow your mind. Many of you don't know anything about astrology, but if you would like to take the time to learn just a little bit about your own chart, it would absolutely change your life. I do have a book that book two of my opening to your intuition and psychic sensitivity has chapter on beginner's astrology. You might want to look at that. And I do know that there's a lot of information online. Now let's look at Mercury and Venus, which are almost opposite. And our new moon and full moon will be happening between them. And that's the reaction point between Mercury and Venus, or Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. These two planets, especially when they're together, cause surprises, unexpected events, expansion, and luck, but it can be good or bad, depending on your aspect, and will be directly opposing the new moon in Scorpio on November 13th. All these planets form a yod. Yods are destiny, things that cannot be avoided, things that cannot be changed. The upcoming yod event next Monday is destiny. It's something we are all feeling. We all feel the weird. We all feel as if something's about to give. That is probably why you're listening to me tonight. You can feel the energy. You have your sixth sense running on overtime. We all have a sixth sense. We all are one, and we all feel it. We sense that something is about to happen. We all know this. We feel the energy, and the astrology gives us the exact timing. All of this corruption with these world leaders who are greedy, who are power hungry, who have been doing all this all along, since the beginning of time. Nothing changes except how now we can see it all, and we know it all. We know what they've been doing behind our back. That's the big difference, and that's what makes it scarier. Ignorance is bliss. We didn't know what was going on back in the 50s and 60s, but something happened back in 1963 when this all began to be uncovered. But they hid it so well, and now it took all these years. Only now do we really know what was going on with President Kennedy's assassination and a lot of other things too. Continuing on with this amazing yod, we have Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, and they form a yod. And the focal point is Uranus, aspecting the sun and moon at the Scorpio new moon on November 13th. First we have the 11th, which is Saturday, and then we have the 13th, which is Monday, and partially at the full moon on November 27th. These are crucial dates and crucial points. It's the return of karma, sudden, unexpected events that are going to surprise and shock us. And this yod represents a certain fate and destiny. Another thing that Mars and the Sun are traveling together in the same sign, in the sign of Scorpio, and will join on November 17th. Mars with the Sun is not rare, but when so many other aspects are happening at the same time, that's when we actually have very weird, scary, crazy, sudden events. And that is very uncommon. Mars does this approximately every 2 years. Mars is anger. Mars rules weapons, fire, and it deals with violence. Also, secret hidden matters. People are getting angrier and angrier. The energy is building because nobody likes to be lied to. And we have all been lied to. The entire world, especially during the pandemic. Well, it's all out in the open now, and it's not hidden anymore. Our leaders have lied about so many things. I don't have time to mention them all, but you know a lot of what they are. Let me move on with the new moon on the 13th. Uranus is opening, opposing it, and Uranus brings us unexpected sudden events. It will be surprising, but you know that the planet Uranus is a planet of sudden events, and it is also known as the Great Awakener. Wow, how exciting is that? Really? Finally, we're being awakened. There's nothing to be scared of. The cat's out of the bag, and we can see it all. Does it give you peace of mind? Because who likes being lied to? Mars or the Sun? The clincher that I'm getting to is Saturn turns direct in Pisces on November 4th, which was yesterday. A planet that slows down, comes to a stop, and changes direction means that it stands still for quite a while. When it's in that process, the planet becomes 100 times more powerful. The United States will feel the effects of this energy for the next 6 months or so because this aspects and affects the U.S. chart. This energy and the discoveries will be very potent and deeply important because Mars and Saturn will be mutually aspecting each other. As this is occurring, Mars conjuncts the Sun as well. The Sun in Scorpio is leadership and power in the world. Our world leaders, it's top down. Mars conjunct the Sun is anger and hostility. But with a Saturn aspect, it's the pinnacle of this aspect. It's a blow up. And I think one of the things that's going to blow up is the stock market. President Biden is involved here too. He's the leader of the United States. His South Node aspects these points. This is amazing stuff. It's absolutely amazing. It can tell you what's going to happen before it does. The South Node represents karma, and karma is due. It's due to Biden, and it's huge. The South Node is a loss, a major loss for Biden, and probably the country as well, because he rules the country. His moon is also aspected here. I won't explain it all. It's too cumbersome. But the moon is the most personal point in the chart. It's our emotions. This event will hurt. It is very difficult because it's bad for the country and bad for Biden. The way things are building up, what do we need here? We need a breakthrough. We need a transformational change. We need a breakthrough and a rebirth. I do see that coming, but November will be a difficult and treacherous month. Not for everyone, of course. It depends on where you are in the world and what is in your birth chart. But for the U.S. and Biden, it will be very dangerous and very difficult. We can also expect more of out-of-control behavior. More storms, more floods, more drowning. It can feel like drowning when you're out of control. Let's go to the last time this happened. That was in 2005, 2006. So what happened then was we had Hurricane Katrina. We had the funeral for Pope John II. We had train bombings in Mumbai, India. YouTube was born then with their first video, which was Meet Me at the Zoo. Twitter was also born at that time. Social media began to explode in 2005 and 2006. That's the up part. So expect artificial intelligence to do the same at this time. Social media has been connected to everyone. We wouldn't do our work out of our homes if it weren't for social media. All the podcasts you see on YouTube, on Instagram, online radio station, and videos. This is how we connect now, how we can get help, information, and support. I had an incident on Halloween with the neighborhood. I had the kids come. We had over 300. And I had a party and some people over. And I used my grandmother's whisker basket to put the chocolate in. And we went inside to have dinner at the end of the evening, knowing there might be a few more kids, but not too many. Well, they stole my wicker basket. And I was upset. So I went to the neighborhood app, and I wrote out what happened. First, I said that we had a great time and great kids, and I got the big candy bars, which the kids love. And then I said they stole my wicker basket, which made me very sad because it was very sentimental. And I asked for it back. And I said, if I don't get my wicker basket back, I will not be doing Halloween next year. Now, that was a condition that I set for myself. And that gave me peace. I'm giving an example of the new way of peace. Well, what happened was one of the girls out walking read my note on the neighborhood, saw the wicker basket in the yard of somebody about three houses away from me, and put a note on the neighborhood site. And my other neighbor went and got it for me, and I did get it back. And I think that's a great story, because that would never have happened if we didn't have social media. That's the positive side of social media. It can be very helpful and very loving, although sometimes people don't use it that way. Now we're going to stop and we're going to take a break for our half hour. And I have a wonderful song, that one by Nat King Cole that I love all over the world. And I hope that you enjoy it, because it's intended to send love out all over the world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.